the attackers came and overran the entire church, and they came through the window. They broke down the window. They broke down the door, because the door, the victim closed the door from down, and they broke down the door. They broke down the window, and they went through. And all the bodies, eyewitness, several bodies had deep cuts. Other bodies were dismembered. Blood was all over the church, everywhere. It was flowing outside the church. There were others who were barefooted because they ran away from their farm. Others ran away from their house because the violence was anticipated. And most of the youth who were inside the church, with some old people and some young kid and some women who can not run away, ran away for their dear life, and they left the rest inside the church. And the attackers came through the doors, through the windows, and they attacked them to their deaths.
What was the reaction of the police? What did they say?
The reaction of police, the violence was anticipated due to the ethnic animosity caused by the election which took place some days ago in Kenya. And the Kalenjin communities, who voted overwhelmingly to the opposition, are accusing the Kikuyus, and they are retaliating against the Kikuyus because the incumbent president is a Kikuyu. So the entire country has divided along the ethnic line, and the animosity is so big.
In Eldoret or in Rift Valley near you, are any of the mayors or NGOs or legislators trying to bring calm and to encourage people not to commit acts of violence?
Yes, a senior member of the opposition, who is also the MP for Eldoret North, Mr. William Ruto. Mr. William Ruto today made an effort of cooling down his Kalenjin people and tell them, we are following the election problem. We are following the election problem with the incumbent through international levels and other national level, and they should shun violence. They should remain calm, and they should not participate in act whereby life will be lost or property will be looted. We anticipate that the problem will be very big, because the opposition party has called for a mass action on Thursday. That is that of January. They have called for mass action at Uhuru Park ground in capital city Nairobi, and they are saying that they have called all their supporters to assemble there, and they will be addressed by the opposition presidential candidate Raila Odinga. And we are talking of 2 million plus people will attend there. And the security forces right now, as I am talking to you, the security forces is on high alert in the country, including the military, whereby the internal minister, the country internal minister, John Michuki, has outlawed any meeting. He has outlawed any assembly. And he said the meeting which will take place on that is illegal. And the opposition is saying that they are pushing on and they will go on. So we are expecting a very big commotion. We are expecting a very big problem on Tuesday.